It may come as a little bit of a surprise to you this morning that we are in stewardship season. And the reason I say that is because I haven't really done a whole lot of talking about it. I haven't been preaching for the past 5 weeks on stewardship. It'll end, the season of stewardship actually ends next Sunday. It will be Stewardship Sunday. You're going to be receiving a letter in the mail this week from me. Talks a little bit about stewardship. It's going to have a card. There's nothing new under the sun here. You get these every year. It's a pledge card for 2017. We're going to ask you to give an idea of what it is that you think you can give to the church in the coming year so that we can continue to be the body of Christ right here at 5122 West Esplanade. That's your pledge card. We're going to receive those pledge cards next week. We're going to pray over them. We're going to turn them over to the Budget and Finance Committee, and they're going to create a budget for 2017, and you'll vote on that budget in January at our annual meeting. Nothing new under the sun. We do this every year. I'm going to tell you what I told council not too long ago at a council meeting. As we were looking at stewardship, I told them, I don't feel led to preach stewardship week after week this year. I didn't. I don't. I've reserved it for today, and I'm going to tell you why. Because you have been faithful stewards of what God has given you here at Good Shepherd United Church of Christ. I don't think I need to remind anyone here that just over 2 years ago, this church was this close to having no money. The reason that happened, the reasons that happened, really are not relevant to where we are today. The point of the matter is that this church has been a faithful steward of what God has given them for now 40 years. And even in the midst of the storm, you have become faithful stewards and you have shown yourself to be faithful stewards. It's a testament to who we are here at Good Shepherd United Church of Christ. A tiny little piece of the body of Christ in Metairie, Louisiana, trying to reach a world of darkness with the grace and the love and the light of God Almighty. We are in extremely better financial shape than we were 2 years ago. We're in really good financial shape, folks. Now, I don't say that to you so that you can say, what I need to do is let my foot off the pedal and give a little less. Please don't do that. Please continue to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you as to what it is that you should be giving. I just want you to know that this church is good. Its people are good. And it's because we serve the Good Shepherd. I had a friend once tell me, he's a minister, he said, you know, people get themselves into financial difficulties. He says, but churches don't have financial difficulties. Churches have spiritual difficulties, and it impacts the finances. I think there's something deeply, profoundly true about that. And that's why I implore you, pray, pray, pray about what it is that God is calling you to offer for the coming year in terms of stewardship. And I want you to think about stewardship not just in finances, because you know what? We are doing relatively well with finances, but we always need help in other areas of the church. Time, talent, resources. You've heard Jordy stand up before and say, if you got a voice and you want to sing out to the Lord, come on out to choir practice. Maybe the Holy Spirit is working on you. That's what you're being called to do. That your way of advancing your contribution for the coming year is to be a part of the choir. Maybe it's just to be a part of the choir on special occasions. We had two of our youngsters come up today before they went back to work in the nursery, and they sang with the choir. Maybe you feel like the Holy Spirit is calling you to give service to our Christian education program. I'll tell you, that's an area of need right now. We need substitute Sunday school teachers. See, we can have all the money in the world, but if we don't have teachers who want to reach our children with the Word of God, then we don't have a church. Money doesn't make a church, folks. You may be feeling called to do something that is not going to be on that little pledge card, because that little pledge card's got probably a dozen different ways. You could volunteer to be an usher. You can volunteer to be somebody who collects the offering. You can volunteer to be somebody who, after church, counts the offering. We still need some folks who want to do that. You might be thinking, what I really am called to do is to learn from those teenagers who sit faithfully every week in that media booth and make that computer that's older than Moses continue to work while we have our service. If that's you, check that box. But it may be that there's not something on that card that is checkable. And that's okay. That's the Holy Spirit. That's exactly the way the Holy Spirit works. The Holy Spirit could be calling you to do something through Good Shepherd in the coming year that you haven't even yet fully realized. Pray about it. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. Come talk to me if you've got an idea that's not on there and it's a way that you want to be of service. I would encourage you to be generous with your financial giving. I thank you for your faithfulness to know that we went from literally being 1 month away from, I hate saying it, literally being a month away from not being able to pay our bills, to a church coming together to figure out solutions, to a church coming together to elect council leaders who were willing to make tough decisions, to look at a budget, to bring it to the congregation, to let the light of God be shined on the truth, and to figure a way forward, to become faithful stewards of what God has given us. There is no amount of expression of appreciation that I as a pastor can give to those council members who have been able to do. They have done fantastic, fantastic budgeting and mathematics. I'm going to tell you, we had over $250,000, close to a third of $1 million in loans from our federal government after Hurricane Katrina to get ourselves back into this church. That's a lot of money that we borrowed, folks. That's been a long time. We're now, praise God, less than $39,000 away from retiring that $300,000+ loan. We have made fantastic progress, and it's because of your faithful stewardship. It's because you have allowed the Holy Spirit to rule your actions. You have stated that you're going to follow the will of God and you're going to give the way God is calling you to give. This epistle we heard today, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others. Take that seriously, folks. That's God's letter to you. Whatever your talents are, use them to serve others. It may be, again, that the Holy Spirit's calling you to do something, and you're like, well, we don't do that at Good Shepherd. Well, let's start doing it at Good Shepherd. By golly, if it's God telling you to do it, let's get her done. We hear in that gospel story this morning in Mark's gospel account, that widow, she had nothing. She gave from her poverty, Jesus says, everything she had. And the wealthy, they were giving, of course, but they're wealthy. What is it that you can offer? What is it, and this is the more important question, not what is it you can offer, what is it God is calling you to offer? Time, talent, resources, and of course, finances. I just want you to think about it. I want you to pray about it. I want you to keep an eye out for that letter that's coming this week. When you receive it, take that card, think about it, pray about it. Bring it back in next week so we can pray over it and we can pass that information on to our finance and budget committee. And we can present a budget in January that our congregation can vote on and accept. And we can continue moving forward into year number 41 of this blessed communion of saints that is Good Shepherd United Church of Christ. If you received that this morning, let me hear you say, amen. Amen. Amen.